For London, Hurricane Ida eyes the Gulf Coast.
Heading right through the Yucatan Channel, pulling off towards the north. Hurricane watches have been issued for parts of the U.S. from Grand Isle, Louisiana, all through Plaquemines Parish and the coastline of Mississippi, potentially within about the next 36 hours, feeling some sort of effects of hurricane conditions.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth says winds could be near the 75-mile-per-hour range. Cheers of joy at the Capitol as House Democrats narrowly passed sweeping health care reform legislation.
An historic vote. President Obama said the House bill will provide stability and security for Americans who have insurance and affordable options for those who don't. The president personally called House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to thank her.
I thank the president for his tremendous leadership, because without President Obama in the White House, this victory would not have been possible.
While the Senate has yet to act, the president said he's hopeful to have a comprehensive bill to sign into law by the end of the year. In Washington, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
President Obama expected to make a statement at the White House Rose Garden in about an hour. The Army taking a hard look at itself in the aftermath of Thursday's shooting rampage at Fort Hood.
We want to, as everyone else, wants to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
Army Chief of Staff General George Casey on ABC's This Week warns we shouldn't jump to conclusions about alleged gunman Nadal Hassan's motives.
What happened at Fort Hood was a tragedy, but I believe it would be an even greater tragedy if our diversity becomes a casualty here.
13 people died in the massacre. The suspect remains in ICU but is now off a ventilator. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner at the G20 summit in Scotland warning against pulling back too soon on stimulus.
The classic mistake of past crises was to put on the brakes too quickly.
But Geithner does say most predictions are for 3% economic growth next year. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
1203, and as you just heard on Fox, it's the Senate's turn now. The House narrowly passed landmark health care legislation that hopes to cover tens of millions of uninsured Americans. No South Florida Republicans voted in favor of the bill, but the Democrats did. Congressman Ron Klein says millions more Americans will get better insurance coverage, including the older members of his constituency.
The bill is also good for Medicare and Medicare recipients beyond the donut hole, because it extends the financial solvency of Medicare for an additional 5 years, which of course is an important issue, and it also prevents cuts in services and benefits.
Klein says the bill adds nothing to the federal deficit. If the Senate passes health care legislation, both chambers must then reconcile the different versions of the bills. Governor Charlie Crist is speaking out after being accused of turning his back on the president. At the Make-A-Wish Gala in downtown Miami last night, Crist told CBS4 he originally supported the $787 billion stimulus package, but will not stand behind the idea of another recovery plan.
I think the stimulus has helped Florida enormously. It saved about 20,000 teaching jobs, a lot of construction jobs. My job is to look out for the people, and that's why we took that money, for the people's benefit.
He also responded to a YouTube video comparing him to Adolf Hitler. He calls it unimaginable. A red flag warning is in effect for South Florida's beaches. Hurricane Ida is stirring up the seas, bringing strong rip currents to our shores. Beach patrol officials urge you to stay on dry land or use extra caution while swimming. Thousands of people packing the Homestead Air Force Base this weekend for the Wings Over Homestead Air Show. Organizers promise the free shows will feature more daredevil stunts than ever before. This is the first time the show is being staged since Hurricane Andrew ripped through South Miami-Dade County 17 years ago. More than 130 people are behind bars in Broward after a multi-agency operation to clean up the county streets. Authorities say they were targeting criminal activity such as prostitution, online sexual predators, street-level drug deals, and the illegal sale and distribution of prescription medication. Along with 132 arrests, cops also confiscated 407 pounds of marijuana, 3.4 kilos of heroin, 877 grams of cocaine, and $63,000 in cash. Next update at 12:30. Condo craze and HOAs is next. I'm Lauren Granato, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air. Put your worries aside. We'll make you feel cool inside. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air.
When the air conditioning system in your home goes kerplunk, call Lindstrom Air Conditioning. We're a local company, not a big box store or big national chain, so we can get out to help you right away. We're South Florida's air conditioning experts. Besides, if you call right now, you'll get a free air conditioning service call with any repair. Or, during our cash for AC clunker sale, get over $3,500 off a new Trane air conditioning system. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. So call Lindstrom Air today at 800-928-9198 or go to lindstromair.com.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay.
Lindstrom Air.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
It's 12:06 on News Radio 610 WIOD. It's Condo Craze and HOA, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you have questions for Eric, please call us 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. AT&T Wireless customers, we make it very easy for you. Just hit *610, or you can email us at condocraze@wiod.com. Another happy Sunday to you. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside Eric Glazer. Morning, Eric.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
You had a little further drive to get here today than I did.
Oh, man, our listeners don't know. I was actually on vacation this morning up in Disney. We had a great time at Magic Kingdom in Epcot. And I was supposed to have a day off finally on a Sunday and watch some football and relax. Yeah, you too. Exactly. But you know how kids can be. My daughter woke up with a fever. So we got in the car at about eight in the morning and rushed back here to do the show. And we are here, a little tired, but ready to go.
I just drove from my house. I feel guilty. I didn't drive 5 hours to get here. We touched on something last week. We started talking about your seminar.
Yes.
And let's remind everyone of that.
Sure.
It's a great thing you're doing.
Lots to talk about. Two things. Number one, we developed a course that was approved by the Department of Business and Professional Regulation on like an intro to condominium law, community association law, and it was approved by the department. It even gives 2 credits to your community association managers. We're inviting board members along with their community association managers to attend. It's going to be with the cooperation of WIOD. It's going to be here at really your magnificent studios. I really appreciate WIOD doing that. We're going to host as many board members and managers as we can. And again, we hope to have a lot of you in attendance. It's free of charge. It's a great place to network, to meet people, ask questions, exchange ideas, and we really look forward to it. It's going to be great.
And we do have a nice facility here. We've got a beautiful theater downstairs. And I'm sure it'll be all decked out just for this.
A lot of people are calling in already at our office. And again, the office number is 1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. We are taking the reservations at the office. And in addition to that, we mentioned last week that we're going to be doing this show live. Again, WIOD was kind enough to allow us to do that. We're going to do it in front of a live studio audience. Again, that should be a lot of fun. And if you're interested in attending this show live, again, call the office 1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and we really look forward to meeting everybody down there. It's really going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to attend unless you do get registered. So call as soon as you can, because I'm sure space is limited. We don't have a Bank Atlantic Center downstairs. we just got a little theater. Now, if you want to register or attend a live show, call Glazer & Associates, 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. That's 877, the number 4, and Condo Craze. And if you would like to be a part of the show today, any questions you have for Eric, feel free to call 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. Eric, we've been getting lots of emails.
Right, exactly.
All week, you know, I get the emails, they're directed to my account, and my phone has just been buzzing all week. And I just hit forward, and they go to you, and you have them now.
And here we are. Let's start with Joyce. Joyce from Miami writes in. She wants to know the difference, basically, between staggered terms and term limits. And we touched on this before on the show. In 2008, the legislature basically did away with what was called staggered terms. A lot of you in your associations had your board of directors set up where, let's say you have a 7 or 9-member board, only 3 or 4 would actually run for re-election each year. And the other half or so would get to stay on for another year. So in effect, you're electing only half the board about it at any one given year. Well, the legislature said we're not going to have any more of that. We're going to do away with staggered terms. So that's what staggered terms are. And now everybody has to run for re-election every year. There is an exception. If your documents allow for it And now, after the fact, the unit owners vote in favor of it by majority vote. You can still continue it, but no staggered term can be more than 2 years. So unless you do that, though, there are no more staggered terms in condominium associations, and that's what that term means. The terms are staggered. Only half the board gets elected each year. Term limits is something completely different, and a lot of you, I'm sure, are familiar with that phrase. Term limits simply means that you can only run for a certain period of time. You can only be on the board and then have to get off, you know, for a year or two. That doesn't exist under the current Florida statute. That was discussed. It was spoken about. But as it stands now, there are no term limits under Florida condominium law or HOA law. So you can run every year for the board, and you can be on for 20 years. If the people want to continue electing you, that's their right, their privilege. You get to stay on. Okay, so that, again, that, Joyce, that's the difference between staggered terms and term limits.
You know, it seems to me, Eric, that the staggered terms is a good idea.
Right.
Because you can in effect, you know, elect a whole new board every time.
Right.
Or keep the ones that you want. It gives you the option.
Well, it was there. Staggered terms were in effect, at least, because certain times it's so difficult to get people to vote for anything at all. So sometimes it's easier.
In Florida?
Yeah, right. The thought process is, you know, it's impossible to get people to run and to get interested. So instead of electing all seven 1 year, well, maybe we'll only find three people that need to run.
Yeah, a good example of that was the election last Tuesday. I think three people voted.
Yeah, exactly, right. A very, very poor turnout on election day. Yeah.
It was like non-existent. We were all set up to do all this live election coverage, and it was pretty much a snoozer.
And both of those people voted.
Both people voted and got who they wanted, and that's what happens if you don't vote. Now, if you don't vote, and I've said this my entire voting life since 1976, if you don't vote, you give up your right to complain for the next 4 years.
Do you have any idea how many times I've said that over the course of my 17 years of practicing?
You know, if you're not voting in or out your board, then you've lost your right to complain, which means you may as well not live in a condo.
My typical phone call is, the board is stealing, the board is stealing, the board is stealing, and they're doing it for 15 years that I lived there. Have you ever run? No, I never wanted to run.
Right.
So, you know, what can I tell you?
But and did you vote? You know, did you bother to vote?
No, I'm out of town for the annual weekend, the annual meeting the last 15 years in a row. Exactly.
Okay, well, then call me after the next election.
All right, we got another one from Joe from Miami. Joe says that in his condo, a bank foreclosed on a unit and has owned it now for 3 months and hasn't paid a dime. What can he do? All right, Joe, the answer to your question is that when a bank forecloses on a unit, they have 30 days to pay last 6 months of assessments or 1% of the mortgage that they foreclosed upon, whichever is less. And again, they have 30 days to bring that current. If they do not, you treat the bank just as if they were any other unit owner. You can file a lien. You got to give the bank 30 days notice that you're going to file a lien. And if they don't come current within that 30 days, you file your foreclosure action. Okay. So you can lien the bank and you can foreclose just as if they're any other Joe living in the condominium, no pun intended. But that's how it works, okay? Bank certainly has no greater protections than anybody else. Foreclose on them. And as a matter of fact, if there's one type of unit owner you do want to go after, it's the bank, because the bottom line is they have money. Didn't Dillinger say that?
Yeah, I think
so.
Why rob from a bank? Because that's where they keep the money.
Right, so they have the money. They can absolutely pay you. So, again, you don't want to cut them too much slack.
Yeah, and we've seen in the news lately they get away with enough. So, you know,
put
a stop to it.
Yeah, but let's keep giving them bailout money.
Oh, sure.
All right, we got another one from Sam. Sam wants to know, really along the same lines, what financial penalties can unit owners face if they don't pay their assessments? Okay, I guess other than foreclosure or lien, you mean, Sam. Well, if you look at your declaration of condominium and or your bylaws, each of those documents provide for interest on the assessments if they're late or if they're not paid. And the interest that you can charge your unit owners is found in your declaration of condominium. The older ones, if they haven't been modified or amended, you'll see that they're still, you know, some of them around the 6% range, the 8% range, the 10% range. You know, you can go as high as 18% today. And in addition to interest on those assessments, you can also charge an administrative late fee if it's allowed in your bylaws. And that can be $25 or 5% of the assessment, okay? So, again, in addition to foreclosing, you can charge interest as provided in the declaration and a $25 late fee if provided for in your declaration. Okay, but that's a good phone call, a good email, Sam.
Right. Yeah, Sam, Sam brought up some good points. They all bring up good points. There are so many issues out there, you know, to do with condos and homeowner associations. And if you're sitting there and you're saying, I need to find out what's going on around here, give us a call. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers, or you can email the show at any time, condocraze@wiod.com. Let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about foreclosures. I want to get to the bottom of this. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
At the law firm of Glazer & Associates, they know that when you became a member of your board, you didn't know just how difficult and time-consuming it would be. You learned quickly that your decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming. Let them help. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you are a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for legal services and want the opportunity to earn your business. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. That's 954-983-1112. Main office, Hollywood. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
My name is Peter Jacobson, and Laser Spine Institute helped me get my life back. As a professional golfer on the PGA Tour, I played for 9 years with chronic pain from spinal stenosis, bulging discs, and sciatica. There were times during tournaments when my pain was so bad, I didn't know if I could get through the next round. Neurosurgeons said they'd have to cut me open, leave an 8-inch scar, put me in a halo, and I couldn't play golf for 6 months. I thought, there's got to be something better. That's when I found LSI. I went in for surgery at 8 a.m., walked out at 10:30 a.m., and my pain was gone. My wife and I even went to lunch and a movie that same afternoon. 10 days later, I was back on the golf course and at the top of the leaderboard.
Don't live another minute with back pain. To learn more about Laser Spine Institute, call LSI Tampa toll-free at 888-8-LSI-NOW or visit lsitampa.com. That's 888-857-4669 or lsitampa.com.
In 1969, the average cost of a house was $15,550. Did you know? In 1966, Toyota introduced the Corolla model to the market. Did you know? In 1975, the city of Hollywood adopted the name the Diamond of the Gold Coast. Did you know? We do. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Attention grocery store owners, buyers, and distributors. This is the only week of the year you can discover 5,000 of the newest award-winning products to put on your shelves. This Monday and Tuesday, the America's Food and Beverage Show will come to the Miami Beach Convention Center. See products from 22 countries exhibited by over 300 suppliers. Join 5,500 visitors from grocery stores, distributors, restaurants, hotels, cruise lines, importers, exporters, and more. Doors open at 10 a.m. This event opens strictly to the trade. To register, call the World Trade Center Miami at 305-871-7910. Pre-registration is $35.
Attention to all Americans driving a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an expiring factory warranty or no coverage at all. This is an important announcement by the National Automobile Protection Group. Due to a further decline in the economy, major car companies are filing for bankruptcy and auto repair costs are rising fast. If you do not have an extended vehicle service contract, you may now face paying thousands of dollars right out of your own pocket at auto repair facilities. In response to this crisis to protect consumers, a low-cost vehicle service contract has been made available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. If you are a U.S. citizen and own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, you may now call to see if you qualify and obtain a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-684-1198. Millions are expected to take advantage of this auto repair protection. You now can customize the coverage plan you need, deductible to fit your budget, and never have to pay for covered auto repairs again. The bill will be paid for you. Call now to see if you qualify and for a free quote. Call 800-684-1198. 800-684-1198. Again, that's 800-684-1198.
It's 1220 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer. If you'd like to call in, any questions you have for Eric, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers, or you can email the show anytime, condocraze@wiod.com. Well, Eric, I think we got the pot stirred up this morning. We've woken some people up, and the phones are starting to ring. Let's talk to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Good morning, Bruce.
My question was, you had some advice to the condo board to foreclose on a bank that wouldn't pay the 6 months' worth of delinquent maintenance?
That's correct.
And what would the effect be if the mortgage was, say, $200,000, but the value was only, say, $100,000 in this environment? What effect would that really do good for the board, if any?
Well, Bruce, I guess here's what I want you to understand. When the bank foreclosed on this unit and got it back, right, the bank owns the unit. And if the association was to foreclose on that unit, there is no mortgage on the unit anymore. The bank foreclosed on that unit, okay? So you're under the misconception that after the bank takes it back and then the association wants to foreclose, the association would have to pay the mortgage that was originally on that unit, and that's not the case. What probably would happen is the bank is going to pay you in full, okay? If a impossibility happens and the bank simply lets the case go all the way to a foreclosure sale, you're going to have a lot of bidders at that foreclosure sale, because whoever's buying it is buying it without the mortgage that was originally on the unit. Okay?
Okay, now I understand better. Last question is, what would happen if the bank has not yet foreclosed and say there was a $5,000, same scenario, but there was $5,000 still owed on maintenance? Could the condo then foreclose, or that wouldn't work?
The condo would foreclose if the $5,000 was in assessments, but when there's still a first mortgage there, the association takes it back subject to the bank's mortgage. In your first example, though, that mortgage had already been foreclosed by the bank. Your second example is something totally different. In your second example, the mortgage is still there.
So in that example, it wouldn't be prudent probably for the board to try to foreclose.
No, it certainly would be. The bottom line is, you know, you're going to be getting a non-paying customer out and perhaps a paying customer in. Or when you foreclose, you know, the association could own it and rent it out. A lot of associations find it very easy, very simple, especially, let's say, in like a South Beach community, to foreclose on a unit, get it back, and rent it out. And while the bank, the first mortgage, is considering foreclosing, you know, contemplating it for a year or two, during that time, the associations are renting out the units and keeping the money. So that might be another way to go.
But wouldn't they still be responsible for the $200,000 mortgage?
Yeah, they're not going to pay that mortgage, and eventually the first mortgage would have a right to foreclose out the condominium association. But again, because it's taking so long these days to actually, for a bank to do a foreclosure, the associations, or a lot of them, are keeping tenants in there for a long period of time, keeping the rent money, and when the first mortgage gets around to foreclosing, then they get around to it. But in the meantime, you know, the associations are keeping the rent money.
So you think it would be prudent for the association to still foreclose, even though the mortgage is $100,000 more than the value?
That's exactly right, because again, sometimes it's just a matter of getting a non-paying person out to potentially get a paying person in, and that paying person, at least in this stage of the game, might be in the form of a renter.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
No problem, Bruce.
You clarified a lot of things.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Good call.
Okay.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's free money.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's not a guarantee that you can rent the unit out, but of a lot of associations, especially ones that are in, you know, upscale buildings or in fancy neighborhoods, yeah, they don't find it difficult to rent it out at all.
You know, in certain neighborhoods, there's certainly no shortage of people wanting to, you know, find a rental property.
Absolutely.
You know, especially a hot zip code like, you know, like South Beach.
Right, and because the associations aren't really paying the first mortgage after they foreclose, whatever they collect, you know, is somewhat gravy. So
wow.
Why not? You know, why not keep it going?
See? Good advice here on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Once in a while we get it right, absolutely.
If you've got a question for Eric, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. Let's talk to Jeanette. Hi, Jeanette. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yeah, hi. How are you? I have a question. I'm in the middle of buying a condo. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, and I am paying cash for it. And there's a maintenance fee, you know, that you have to pay every month. And I was just wondering, is it a standard You know, you have to go through the board and they require certain things. Is there a certain requirement that is across the board of what everyone is required to submit? And I know the foreclosure craze, you know, has thrown everything in a lot of problems.
Yeah, Jeanette, I know where you're heading, and this is really a great question, really important. A lot of associations, you know, make you go through this whole fancy screening process where they make you fill out applications and they do all kinds of credit checks and background checks and things of that nature. And you'd be surprised that a lot of associations don't even have the power to do that in their own documents. You know, we caution clients all the time when, you know, they reject people. Take a look at your documents. Make sure you have the right to screen and reject in the first place. Oftentimes, directors confuse the right of first refusal with the right to screen and reject. The right of first refusal basically means that if someone in the condo wants to sell a unit, let's say for $200,000, the board or someone who the board designates would have the right to buy it at that same price. That does not mean the same thing as the ability to screen and reject potential buyers and renters. Okay, so that's the first issue a board has to look at, whether or not their docs actually allow for it. And getting back to your question, is it routine in all associations? No, and there's very little case law, and there's very little guidance from the statutes at all, which indicates how a board can and should proceed. Some, you know, I've always had the opinion, perhaps, that if a person qualifies for a mortgage, you know, and they put 10 or 20% down, it's kind of difficult for an association to reject a potential buyer because the association feels that that person isn't financially qualified. Hey, they qualified for a mortgage. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I'm paying cash.
Right, exactly.
This is a cash deal,
right.
You know. I mean, I'm selling a home and getting out of, you know, debt, so to speak, to go into something that I'm freely qualified and able to finally pay something cash.
How much are you paying for your condo, Jeanette?
About $50,000.
Okay, so there's going to be no mortgage on your unit, so if you didn't pay your assessments, you know, and you were foreclosed upon, that would mean you would lose a $50,000 investment. So
exactly.
So I would tell, you know, if I was representing the association, I would say, hey, she's paying for the unit all cash. It would be difficult, if not impossible, to reject her on financial grounds.
Exactly, and they know that. They're
right.
Aware of that. It's just I didn't have to go through this much trouble getting a mortgage.
Understood, right. And if you ask the boards, a lot of them, you know, what are their guidelines? You know, for rejecting buyers, I'm sure a lot would tell you that they don't really have specific certain guidelines. It's more of a gut feeling that a lot of them go on, and they can get themselves in trouble for that, and they can face litigation.
Can they? Okay. I mean, not to say that I should be, but it's just the things that I have to submit and the things that I have to do is just like it's driving me crazy.
Understood.
With other issues and things. So I just turned my radio on, and there you were. So this really was a very interesting program for
Glad you're enjoying it. Thank you. And I guess the flip side is if you're sitting in the board's position, their attitude is they've gotten really burned over the last couple of years, and they're going to be extra careful protecting their unit owners. They want to make sure if someone moves in, they can afford to pay.
Of course. And you know what? I'm one of those people totally understand that. But I guess I'm just not used to being this scrutinized and this, especially when in my life I'm paying cash.
So I take it as soon as you move in, Jeanette, you're going to be running for the board right away.
Oh, God. I thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeanette.
Thanks for calling, Jeanette. She brought up a good point without even knowing it. Standardize. There is no such thing as a standard contract.
No, exactly.
And if someone hands you a contract and says, here, you don't have to read it, it's just a standard contract. You can't go to Office Max and buy, I'd like to buy a standard contract, please. They don't exist, okay? So read it, and nothing is standard.
That's the worst line I hate to hear when a client comes to me and says, Eric, I signed this contract. Can you please tell me what I can do now?
And
the answer was nothing.
Yeah, it was a standard contract, and I signed it in blood because the pen wouldn't write. So anyway, we need to take a break for news. We'll be right back to more of your calls. Jay, I know you're holding online. Please stay there, because you have the granddaddy of all questions for Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. I'm Lauren Granata with our top story.
Questions on passage of the bill. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it.
Which way did South Florida lawmakers sway on the health care reform vote? Details coming up, but first, here's the latest from Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Lauren. Palmetto southbound exit at Bird Road, a relatively new crash there. A couple of accidents clearing away. Palmetto northbound exit at Northwest 122. Also, 95 southbound entrance at the 836 westbound. You do have police just coming to the scene. Congestion to Turnpike Extension southbound at Biscayne Drive. This is because of the air show at the Homestead Air Base. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
A wind advisory remains in effect through this evening, and we'll see the high risk for rip currents continue along the beaches through tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies today and tomorrow with lower to middle 80s, only a 20 to 30% chance for rain. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WILD.
Right now it's 84 degrees in Hollywood and 82 degrees in Miami under partly cloudy skies. It's 12:31. The focus is shifting to the Senate for the next phase of the health care reform battle. The House passed its version last night by a tight 220 to 215 vote. None of the Republican representatives from South Florida voted in favor of the measure, but Democrats, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Kendrick Meek, and Ron Klein, all voted yes.
It was critical to me that the health care reform package not add a dime or a dollar or any amount of money to the deficit that is already out there. And in fact, not only is this deficit neutral, it will actually reduce the deficit over the next 10 years.
Now the Senate will debate and vote on its version of the health care legislation. The two bills will have to be reconciled before President Obama will sign it into law. Abortion rights advocates are calling a provision in the House's health care overhaul the biggest setback to women's reproductive rights in decades. A bipartisan coalition voted to add the amendment, which would prohibit the new government insurance plan from covering abortions, except in cases of rape, incest, or where the life of the mother is in danger. Investigators are sharing some of what they've learned about the Fort Hood shooter.
The Army's Criminal Investigation Division says they found the guns used by Major Nadil Malik Hassan to allegedly shoot and kill 13 and wound nearly 30 others at Fort Hood.
The suspect had in his possession a semi-automatic 5.7-millimeter pistol and a .357 Magnum revolver.
And spokesman Chris Gray says the readiness center at Fort Hood where the shootings happened is still an active crime scene, with investigators trying to track how and where each shot was fired. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio, for News Radio 610 WIOD.
Coastal Louisiana and Mississippi are under hurricane watch. Hurricane Ida is making its way through the Gulf of Mexico, and forecasters say it could reach the northern Gulf Coast by Tuesday. A hurricane warning remains in effect for parts of the Yucatan Peninsula. Ida has top winds of 90 miles an hour. Next update at 1 o'clock. Condo Craze and HOAs is next. I'm Lauren Granato, News Radio 610 WIOD.
At the law firm of Glazer & Associates, they know that when you became a member of your board, you didn't know just how difficult and time-consuming it would be. You learned quickly that your decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming. Let them help. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you are a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for legal services and want the opportunity to earn your business. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. That's 954-983-1112. Main office, Hollywood. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you remember Well-Made? You know, things Well-Made often last longer. They work better, feel better. They make you last and work and feel better, too. Well, the Ducks people have been hand-making Ducks beds for over 80 years. It all began back in 1924 when a Swedish craftsman by the name of Ephraim Young made a trip to America. He was inspired by his stay in an American hotel. He went back to Sweden, developed the most comfortable bed imaginable, the Ducks bed. And now for a limited time, Ducksiana stores nationwide are celebrating Mr. Young's inspiration. When you buy a Ducks bed, you're going to receive up to $4,700 in factory incentives. See the store for details. You'll find one in Coral Gables at 30 Miracle Mile or in Boca at the Boca Center on Military Trail. For hours directions, visit ducksbed.com. That's DUXBED.com or call 800-595-2000. It's a bed well made. It's a Ducks. Schnitt here, and I won't sleep on anything else ever again.
Did I raise him?
or did he raise me? Certainly, I wasn't ever the same. After he first turned his innocent eyes to me as if to say, "Who are you?" That same look would have a habit of settling on me over the years, and I'd forgive him anything. Well, almost anything, as we wandered through our early times together. As he grew, I kind of grew too. I learned again the joy of innocence and gained a new sense of responsibility along the way. And now, at last, I have something that I can give him, to thank him for helping to grow me up. You never own a Patek Philippe. You merely take care of it for the next generation. See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, Ball Harbor Shops, Ball Harbor and Worth Avenue, Palm Beach.
It's 12:37 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze, and HOAs, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer. I'm Jerry Hester, along with Eric Glazer. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, any question, problem, issue you have with your condo or homeowners association, or if you are a condo or homeowners association and you have a problem with a tenant, give us a call. We can answer just about anything. 1-866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. AT&T Wireless customers have it easy. Just dial *610. And if you're not comfortable talking about your issue on the radio, you can email us directly, condocraze@wiod.com. And we've had some interesting calls today, Eric. It's all about the foreclosures, and it was refreshing, actually, to hear Jeanette's story.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we've been doing this show, what, 10 weeks now? 9 weeks, 10 weeks? And that was the first good news story that we've heard so far. She's getting rid of her house, getting out of debt, paying cash.
Cash. Not many cash buyers around these days. Huh?
No.
Yeah, right.
What is this cash?
I don't know. I'm wondering if Jeanette's single. No, I'm kidding.
Is your wife listening?
No.
Oh, because you would be single otherwise if you weren't. Let's talk to Jay on line one. He has the question of the day. Hi, Jay. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs. Thanks for holding, man.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. You know, I heard that in the next couple of quarters, we're going to have a big new wave of foreclosures coming in. I was wondering, what is that going to do to prices? And as an investor, should I hop in right now and pick up a few things or wait till prices get better? Thanks a lot, you guys.
Sure. Good question, Jay. You know, certainly don't claim to have a magic ball, a crystal ball that can tell you what the future holds. But if you're asking me my opinion, I'm convinced the worst is absolutely not over. I'm convinced that prices are going to go down even further. If you look at what's going on, the number of new foreclosure filings each month is just simply absolutely staggering. You're hearing experts in the lending industry say they expect, like you said, a whole new round of foreclosure filings to start because many of the adjustable rate loans are now maturing and the owners aren't going to be able to refinance on better terms because of their prior bad credit or perhaps because their home values themselves have plummeted. If you look at what's going on in the news, every day we're hearing about higher and higher unemployment. I think it hit 11% in Florida, 10% across the board in the United States. That's obviously way too high. You still have property taxes that are too high here in South Florida. You know, you look at Florida's public education system, we're laughed at by the rest of the country, quite frankly. Tourism is at its lowest level in Florida in a decade. And for the first time ever, you have more people moving out of Florida last year than moved in. And I got to tell you, at least as far as I'm concerned, if nothing else, that's the scary thing. You know, I'm here 20 years, and I never thought I would see the day where people start moving back to Brooklyn. But that's what's starting to happen.
Right. North Carolina's filling up quickly.
Yeah, exactly. You hear about it all the time. Yeah. You hear about people moving back to, you know, to Georgia, moving to the Carolinas, and you're really just getting the heck out of here. If you look last week, the Miami Herald had an interesting article that talks about people who are current on their mortgage, and they're simply choosing to walk away from their homes because the bank is refusing to negotiate or help them unless and until they become delinquent. So, you know, if you're asking me if things are going to get better or worse, someone call me and someone enlighten me as to why I think, you know, they think things are going to get better, because quite frankly, I don't see it. Certainly not anytime soon, Jay.
Thanks a lot, partner.
You got it. All right. Thanks for calling, Jay. Good question.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks. That was a real interesting question.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's far from over. And unless somebody can walk in here and show me why, I'm going to continue to believe that.
Yeah. I challenge anybody to call in right now. Tell me why the real estate market is going to get better here. You know, perhaps realtors like to say that all the time and try to, stir the pot and get people interested in real estate again. But I simply don't see it happening for a while.
No. And it will run its cycle. Right. You know, there's a cycle to everything. This has happened before.
Exactly.
And things got real good for a long time.
Right.
And then things get bad and then things get, it's a wave and you just have to ride the wave.
Yeah. If you can ride the wave, that's the problem that we're facing now. You know, you factor in unemployment and unemployment, the way things look. That's just going to keep going up. These new numbers don't even include all the new post offices that are about to close as well. So, I just don't see the real estate market turning around.
I can see post offices closing. How much do you use regular mail?
Yeah, nobody really uses it anymore.
You know,
emails took that out of the equation.
I buy a book of stamps and it lasts me almost a year.
Right.
So exactly. I don't know how they could possibly be making money. Let's talk to Johnny. Hi, Johnny. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey guys, how you doing?
How are you, John?
Great program. I have a two-part question. At what point, I'm thinking about making an investment in a condo here in Miami, and I'm trying to figure out at what point would you say should you walk away from a deal based on the finances or the financial, picture of the condominium? And do you provide a service where you can analyze some of their documents and give your opinion on this is a good deal or not?
Well, we can certainly look at the documents for you, and we can certainly do an analysis and tell you whether or not this particular condo might be in bad financial shape. But again, this is something that we've spoken on the air about before with potential new buyers of condominiums. You know, right now the Internet has made it very simple for all of you out there, if you're interested in buying a condo, to simply do a search. If the condo is located in Dade County, do a search of the Dade County Clerk's Office. If it's located in Broward, of course, do a search of the Broward County Clerk's Office. Type in the name of the condo association, and you'll see just how many foreclosure cases they're involved in. Go to the Broward County Public Records and try to punch in the association's name in the Dade County Public Records, punch in the association's name, and you'll see all the list pendants that are filed. You know, obviously, if you see in the last year that, 60 list pendants were filed or 60 foreclosure actions were filed, and you know there's only 100 units in the building, you know you're buying into a problem. You know, do the math. It really isn't that difficult. But that's something we urge any condo buyer at this point to do, okay?
There's about 50% of the – they're not collecting 50% of the HOA fees. I don't know, at what point
Hey, Johnny, here's the bottom line. If they're not collecting 50%, then the other 50% that are paying are going to have to pay double. It's really not much more complicated than that. The bottom line is you still need insurance. You probably still need a management company. You still need the grass cut. You still need the electric bills that have to get paid. So those 50% that are staying there, they're going to wind up picking up the remainder of the tab. There's no way around it.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Johnny.
Hey, thanks for calling, Johnny. You know, he brought up a point that we did discuss before. I mean, you're in effect going into business
100%
with the association that you're moving into. And if I was going to go into business with someone, I would check them out completely.
That's a great statement, Jerry.
Be no stone left unturned.
Absolutely.
And I would want to know who I'm getting into bed with.
In effect, all your neighbors you're in effect going into business with. That's true. That's a great point.
Yeah, and
do your homework. That's the bottom line. Do your homework before buying in.
And the interweb's on the computer now.
Absolutely.
So, there's no excuse.
That's right.
let's talk to Francisco. Francisco, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You have a great, great show. I'm sure that a lot of people are tuning in this market. My question regarding is my association. I've owned my house for 9 years. 3 years ago, I got a letter saying that I had to paint the fascia on the house, which I did. And then about 6-7 months ago, I received a letter again saying that I was violating the association's colors, approved colors. I basically replied to them saying that I've never changed colors to the house. And in fact, based on my other neighbors that are original owners for 20 years, they say that my house has always been the same colors. Nevertheless, I went to the architectural board. They rejected to hear what I said. Then I went to their general meeting. and they still said that I had to change colors. In the meantime, I told them that I'm on foreclosure. I'm trying to work out a modification, which hopefully is going to work out. I told them that I asked them to, in the very least, wait for me to settle the situation, and they said basically no, that I have to paint it. So my question is, even though I have the original colors on the that the house had, is there any mechanism that I can just refuse to paint it? And I mean, it doesn't need to be painted; it just needs to be approved.
Well, I guess the question is, at the time that you did paint the house, were there actually approved colors that you were required to choose from? Number one, and number two, under your governing documents, this is obviously an HOA. Did you have to get approval before you painted your home?
I wasn't aware that I needed to file for the permit to paint, but it wasn't the whole house. It was when they told me to paint 3 years ago, it was just the fascia that I had
right.
to paint. And what I did is that I painted, I had leftover paint from the previous owner, and I went to get more paint, and I did the same color. So
let me just cut you short for 1 second, Francisco, and tell you that if time is what you need, if the association really wanted to do anything about it other than perhaps fine you, they're going to be required to mediate this type of a dispute. These architectural review type complaints always get mediated first, according to Florida Statute 720. And, you know, by the time you got in front of a mediator, that's probably going to be another month or two from now. And a mediator would probably give you another month or two after that to come into compliance. So, you know, you're a good few months out anyway from being forced to do it one way or the other. And then if you reach a settlement in mediation, that would be enforceable in a court of law, though.
So how do I go through the process of mediation?
If the association wants to force you to paint your house the right color, then they're going to serve you with a letter in which they tell you they're demanding that the parties go to mediation. They're going to list 5 mediators in that letter, and you're going to be asked to choose one of them. And then you're going to go in front of a mediator who's going to try to resolve the dispute amongst the parties so that you don't have to go to court.
Okay, excellent. Great effort.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem, Francisco.
Thanks, Francisco. Let's take a break, and we'll get right back to more of your calls. The lines are stacked. Be patient. We'll try to get to you as soon as we can. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
At the law firm of Glazer & Associates, they know that when you became a member of your board, you didn't know just how difficult and time-consuming it would be. You learned quickly that your decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming. Let them help. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you are a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for legal services and want the opportunity to earn your business. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com. Or call 954-983-1112 for more information. That's 954-983-1112. Main office, Hollywood. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air. Put your worries aside. We'll make you feel cool inside. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air.
When the air conditioning system in your home goes kerplunk, call Lindstrom Air Conditioning. We're a local company, not a big box store or big national chain, so we can get out to help you right away. We're South Florida's air conditioning experts. Besides, if you call right now, you'll get a free air conditioning service call with any repair. Or, during our cash for AC clunker sale, get over $3,500 off a new Trane air conditioning system. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. So call Lindstrom Air today at 800-928-9198 or go to lindstromair.com.
Get comfort today or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air.
Honey, what are you going to do with that car that's just sitting there taking up space in our driveway? Can't we sell it or something?
Well, you know, sweetheart, I really hate to sell it. I can't get what it's worth, and it's really great transportation.
Well, why don't we donate it to the Miami Rescue Mission? I just heard their ad on the radio, and they do fantastic work feeding and sheltering homeless men, women, and children.
Hey, that's a great idea. Did you get their phone number?
Here it is, 1-800-817-HOPE.
Oh, that's 1-800-817-HOPE.
For more information, visit MiamiRescueMission.com.
Tahoe MSRP 38975.
Who are you going to call? Mom!
If you can afford zero down, you can afford a brand new Chevy. Because this week at Maroney, that's all you need. Get a new 2010 Malibu for $279 a month, zero down. It's never been easier to shop South Florida's largest selection of Chevys. Like a brand new 2010 Chevy Malibu with 33 MPGs for just $279 a month, zero down. That's a smart 39-month lease with approved credit, $10,881 in total payments. Or get a new Chevy Tahoe for up to $8,000 off MSRP. It's an American revolution, only at your nearest Maroney Chevrolet location. 8th Street in Lejeune, West Dade, Pembroke Pines, Fort Lauderdale, Green Acres, and Delray. Get 2010 Malibus for $279 a month, zero down. Or new Tahoes up to $8,000 off MSRP.
Maroney!
Call 1-877-MARONEY or Maroney.com. And now, all 30 Maroney locations are open for service 7 days a week.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
On News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze, and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside, as always, attorney Eric Glazer. We're taking your calls, answering all your questions that we can about condo associations, homeowners associations, and let's get right back to the phones, or we're just going to run out of daylight here. Let's talk to Clive. Hi, Clive. Welcome to Condo Craze and HOAs.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh.
Good morning, Clive. How are you?
Pretty good.
What can we do for you?
Okay, I just recently had a fire in a condo I owned, and two things came up. One, I was been speaking to the adjusters, and they tell me that the condo association policy, insurance policy, should cover all the interior drywalls.
That's correct.
The association is telling me that that's not true. Their policy only covers the exterior walls. And the adjusters are saying that it's a federal law that the insurance policy should cover the interior walls. Interior drywalls. Sorry for cutting you off there, Clive.
Yeah, I would tell you, if there's any drywall located within your unit, that's probably covered under the association's policy.
It should be.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, the drywall that's located in with the inside of your unit, yes, that's probably common element. It should be covered under your under the condominium association's policy.
Right.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Okay. Thanks
okay?
a lot.
Thanks a lot, Clive.
Hey, thanks for calling, Clive. Let's talk to Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Nice speaking with you.
Thanks.
I just had a situation that I just came into effect just recently. The board has started towing vehicles when they're late on their maintenance. Is that legal?
That is a good question.
Wow.
That is a no-no, Greg. That is absolutely a no-no. Now, there's absolutely no correlation between payment of your maintenance and towing vehicles. A board cannot do that, and any board that does do that is going to find themselves as named as a defendant in a lawsuit, I can tell you. Absolutely a no-no. Prohibited, unquestionably. Did it happen to you?
Well, actually, it happened to the neighbor, and they threatened. They throw out of threats all the time.
Yeah, well, apparently it's not a threat if they did it. I mean, if they towed somebody's car for non-payment of assessments, yeah, they're going to find themselves as a defendant. Someone's going to stand up to them and do it.
Okay. Also, can I ask you another question?
Go right ahead.
Okay, the board has also taken over as the property manager.
Okay.
And voted themselves a salary.
That's you need to call the office.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest you call tomorrow. Right? Yeah, it's getting a little more serious now. Call at the office again, 1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE, okay?
Let me hear the number. I can't believe this.
877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Okay, Greg? I look forward to your call tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks, Greg.
Golly.
I was going to give him the number of a good lawyer, but I can't believe they're towing cars because of not a non-payment of assessments.
And if you think that's the first call that I ever had regarding that, no, it's not.
No, you can tow cars if they're parked in the wrong place or if it's...
And that's only if the correct signs are posted also. You have to have the right tow signs and all of that. There's a statute that governs that. So
I'd like to be a fly on the wall when he comes to see you. let's talk to Chuck. He also has an interesting problem. Hi, Chuck. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Thank you for taking my call. Here's my question. There, I have a common area next to my townhouse.
Right.
And there was a big sinkhole in the common area that encroached into my backyard.
Okay.
Which sank down about 3 feet. The association came in and fix the common area, but they refuse to fix my backyard.
Well, again, this is a topic that comes up all the time on the show so far. You know, when is an association responsible for damage caused to a unit? And the answer to that question is when you can show that the association was somehow negligent. If you can't prove that the association's actions or inactions caused this damage to your unit, they're not responsible for it. It's that simple. Okay, you got to have an expert come in and say, perhaps the association failed to properly inspect their property. Perhaps they ignored warning signs that this was going to happen, and had they corrected it sooner, it would have prevented the collapse of your, the damage to your unit. But without that, you're going to have a difficult time, Chuck.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Chuck. You know, I'd fill it up with water, stock it with bass, and invite everybody over for a fish fry. But
knowing you would.
That's just me. Let's talk to Harry. Hi, Harry. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, guys. I have a question about a short sale.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half, Harry.
Okay. I am a man of means, and I have a home on the East Coast and on the West Coast. And I have a rental property on the West Coast, condo. And it's underwater, the debt service doesn't come anywhere near covering it. I'm out about $25,000 per year with the tenant in.
Right.
The tenant could leave any time. Am I still able to do a short sale on this?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely. You're saying you owe more than it's worth, even though that you have a tenant in it. It's simply not feasible to continue owning it, right?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. You'd be able to short sale it. Why not? I mean, again, it all depends upon what kind of cooperation you're going to get from your bank.
Right.
If they're willing to cooperate, if the property is obviously not going to appraise out to what it originally appraised for, yeah, the bank will probably work with you.
Okay. Now, if they allow me to do that, can the bank come after me? I've heard where they come after.
The bank's going to agree to this, and what you want to do is you want to make sure you get a release from the bank that you don't owe them anything further. Okay. Very important. Should be represented by counsel. Okay.
Right. What about the taxes? I heard that Uncle Sam sends you a 1090 form for the taxes on the amount that you save.
You want to make sure that that doesn't happen. And I believe there might be, and I'm going to try to find out further this week, there might be some new federal regulation that says bank's going to consent to a short sale, that they don't have to give you, or you don't have to pay taxes on the money that you saved on the mortgage.
But you want
to make sure, and that's a good question, that you don't wind up paying taxes on that.
Right. Would an attorney find out for me?
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Harry. That's all the time we have for today. If you would like to get yourself registered for the seminar, call 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
Condo Craze and HOAs. We'll take a short break and be back next Sunday at noon. Go Dolphins. News Radio 610 WIOD.
Camp Out has cargo trailers, race car trailers, utility trailers, ATV trailers, landscape trailers, boat trailers, trailers for your business. Camp Out can custom build a trailer for your specific need. If you just need a part for your trailer, they got any part you need. They take trade-ins. That's right. Bring in your trade-in and ask for a deal. Call 305-257-9900. Camp Out can finance you. Call 305-257-9900. Camp Out has pickup truck toolboxes, truck caps, bed liners, Nerf bars, and thousands of accessories for your truck. Call 305-257-9900. That's 305-257-9900. Camp Out.
The talk you want, the news you need. News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lauren Granato with our top story.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 215. The bill is passed.
South Florida lawmakers voting along the party line on sweeping health care reform legislation. Details coming up, but first, here's the latest from Terry Griffin.